This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Hunter and his new release, Pressure. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Hunter and his exciting new release, Pressure. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Hunter regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is Hunter with the title track of his latest release, Pressure.
Pressure.
That was Hunter with the title track of his latest CD, Pressure. Visit Hunter at www.huntermusicny.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Hunter regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
It's a fantastic CD you've got here. It's a real good, it's a great pop listen. It's, you know, it's got everything on it. And now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the completed work?
Well, it's been a very vigorous process trying to get everything all together. It's, you know, like if you love what you're doing, it's not really work. we started out small, and it was a huge puzzle. You know, you got all these different pieces, and you got to put it together. And then you got to go back, and you got to relayer and go. It's all about trial and error, and it came out phenomenal, and it came out a lot better than I expected it to, like, to come out. The critics make the reviews, and the reviews have been phenomenal, like astronomical, 10 times better than what I ever thought, you know, it would be. And I just feel very blessed to be able to have created such an album, a first impression album such as this one.
And in talking about some of the responses that it's gotten, which response has surprised you the most?
Well, there were a couple of different ones that I definitely were that I was surprised about, actually. Hold on one second. I actually have some of the reviews right here that I have are actually very phenomenal. Hold on. Some of the people that reviewed me said that, you know, like they hear top notch talent, as far as like, you know, they wouldn't be surprised hearing me and hearing me on the radio and, like, you know, on tour, headlining a tour. For instance, this guy, Michael Rand, and from All What's Rock, he said, I would not be surprised to hear Hunter's music featured one day in a major motion picture, on primetime radio, or even headlining a tour one day. I was flattered by another critic that, Michael Morrison from Music Emissions. He said something that I really hit my heart, made me feel very good. He said, again, I see Hunter as an artist with serious potential, armed with his overall persona, amazing writing touch, and addictive voice. This latest release showcases a hot collection of tracks, and if the masses tap into Hunter, it could be like pouring gasoline on a fire. In close, most famous artists out there have it. I'm not so sure what it is, but Hunter definitely has whatever it may be. So, I mean, reviews like that, I really couldn't ask for a better review. And you know, it's just, I'm extremely excited about what's been happening in the past 3 months that the album has been out.
And who all did you work with in terms of production?
Well, I worked with, me and Frank made the, Frank and I made the entire album together. We started it out. Most of the time what happens is Frank is, the beat maker, and he lays out the track, and I go in there and I do the lyrics and I arrange and structure the songs, and then it's kind of like a ping pong, and kind of we feed back and forth, and a ping pong table, we feed back and forth, and until we come with the finished product, and then we put it out. And once we do it in the home studio, then we take it over to the professional studio. We actually recorded at Voodoo Studios in Port Jefferson, and the album came out just great, you know?
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that get started?
Well, I started at a very young age. I started performing. I was actually born and raised in church, and so I was a church boy growing up. And I had my roots in R&B and gospel. Then as I got older, I got into high school. I got into rock, and I fronted for the past 3 years. I fronted a band called Breakage Rising. We released an album called Phoenix Ashes, and then I met Frank through a mutual friend, and we just clicked right away. And that's basically But that's basically how it got, how it all came together. But my musical background is mostly, I would say, R&B and gospel, and then the rock came along a little later on into my teens, and then, you know, I started getting into instruments and stuff like that. But I've always had like a type of musical background. I come from a musical family, so you know it's hard to kind of stick out in such a talented, like a lot of the people I know, I grew up with, and in my family, it's hard to stick out with the talent everywhere. But I think the true artist not only has the talent to sing, but has the ability to write. Writing is very important. You have to be able to speak your emotions and touch people, and that's what I think separates the amazing artists from the just talented artists, is the writing.
Visit Hunter at www.huntermusicny.com. From his CD Pressure, here is Hunter with Dancin' Man. Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Yeah. Frank Juan and his debut solo EP, Born Ready.
Feeling good, weather nice, yeah.
As a member of the group Nake Nulawa'u, Frank has made his presence known as one of hip-hop's true thinking men. Now he takes the rhymes and rhythms a step further with music which incorporates tribal sound textures and lyrics with a more personal approach. With tracks such as Oil for Blood, Hoka, and Free Your Mind, Born Ready gives listeners a taste of great music to come. Born Ready, the solo debut EP from Frank Wan, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Frank and Nake Nulawa'un at Facebook.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Hunter and his brand new release, Pressure. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Hunter regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain the songwriting process. How do you go about it?
Well, basically, it can go either way, but for the most part, Frank will give me a beat. He'll give me like 20 different beats or something, and you know, I'll tell him I like five of them, and he'll go and you know, he'll make another 20. I'll tell him I like five more, the ones that I feel that I can work with the best, and that will have the biggest punch, I take that and I write the lyrics to the songs, and then I structure the song. And I work with Frank too, like, you know, it's raw and it's raw version. It's very in its fetal form, but we pretty much go back and forth as far as like ideas. Like, we spin out ideas and we take that and we transform them into the song. Frank comes out with the music and I come back with the lyrics and I help him and I restructure the beat before I actually write all the lyrics. And then if we want to bring live instrumentation, and you know, I have a lot of friends that know how to play. So I have quite a few friends from my experiences playing in bands and stuff like that that I can call up and I can ask if we need live instrumentation just to give it that live feel. That's basically how the writing process comes, you know. But sometimes, you know, I'll come some music or Frank will come with me for a couple songs. Like actually for two of the tracks, actually Frank wrote the lyrics for Memories, and he wrote the lyrics for Yeah Maybe, which is a very beautiful song. But we trade back and forth. Sometimes I'll come with some music for Frank, and sometimes Frank will come with some music for me, and you know, we just connect very well. We have a very good chemistry together. So, you know, like, and Frank's exceptionally easy to work with. So, you know, that's why we started the production company Eggnod together. And we're actually producing our first artist, Jay Legion, under Eggnod Production. So my album's been a blessing, and you know, hopefully eventually we can form something, somewhat conglomerate with a bunch of artists under Eggnod, and you know, try see if we can take it to the next level.
And talk about and describe, you know, that sort of balancing act between, you know, the creative side and the business side. How do you manage that?
You know what? I have a partner that just as business minded as he is music minded, and you take the steps together. It's not easy to keep up with everything, you know, you got to get it done. And like, and it's a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication and a lot of love. And if you don't put all that in there, then you know you can't get to that next level. You can't get to that next step, and that's what we're trying to do. So we both understand each other, and we both are hard workers. So we make it happen. We make it happen. We just have a new publicist now this year. She's been a blessing too, because now she's like kind of helping us now. So it's like, you know, when you have a publicist like her, it's easy to try to concentrate a little bit more on the music. Now we have a little bit more time to concentrate on the music. But as far as the business side is concerned, we both do what we need to do. You know, we're professional. You have to be a professional. You know, like if you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. You've got an interview, you got to do it. You got a radio show, you got to do it. You know, like it all goes hand in hand with being an artist and trying to get to the masses, because at the end of the day, all you really want to do is get more fans and have more people hear your music and display it out to the world. And that's the way to get it out there. You have to go out there and you have to work hard. Nothing comes easy.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I want somebody to be touched when they listen to my album emotionally. I want them to feel my pain, feel my anger, feel my love. You know, everything that's in every emotion that's in my album, I want the person to the listener to feel it after the track is over. I think the listener, well, in my writing style, I try to write so that the listener can has a story, but is able to relate it to their own everyday issues or their own situations, and I want the listener to just understand where I'm coming from, but be able to relate it to themselves, if that makes any sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Visit Hunter at www.huntermusicny.com. From his CD Pressure, here is Hunter once more with Memories.
Girl, when we first met, no, I can never forget. Never did I regret, the summer was set. I still can't believe, yeah, all of those fun memories. Still, I was begging you, please, you were such a little tease. Did everything, yeah, oh, and we went everywhere. All of our friends were around, but we didn't seem to care. September, the summer may be done, but now I love you.
we stare at moonlight. I stare in your eyes now. All of these past 13 weeks, still standing in your smile as I watch how you speak. Gonna miss those warm lips.
Gonna miss your sweet talk.
Gonna miss your sweet kiss.
Gonna miss your sweet kiss.
Gonna miss you so much. Here we are, we're one for the summer. But now we've hit the month of September. The summer may be done, but now I love you. Now you come back to me. All those sweet memories. I was so into you. Now there's nothing I can do. All those sweet memories. I was so into you. Now there's nothing I can do. Here we are, we're one for the summer. But now we hit the month of September.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Hunter for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Rock and roll.